Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. You know, when it comes to ignorance, Philadelphia's got to be among the world leaders. They keep on voting for people like these Boyle brothers in Northeast Philadelphia. Dan found, and our guest is State Senator Mastriano. Will be back with us here momentarily. We talked about his bill last week to try to start to reopen as many businesses as possible vis-a-vis following the CDC guidelines. Well, Kevin Boyle writes, these bills that were introduced into the assembly, on the assembly side, are looking at profit over human lives. He quotes, now this is a real rocket scientist, another scientist out there, she must be under the tutelage. I don't know this woman, Dan. I don't want to startle her if you called her office. You can now, though. Anybody know Representative Pam DeLisio, Democrat in Montgomery County, Philadelphia? First, we need to protect the health and welfare of citizens. The robust state and federal packages of bills will help to keep citizens afloat for an interim period. Subsequently, we can look at when to start phasing out the mitigation. Gee, you know what she's saying? You're going to be covered by these things that we've passed already. That'll keep you afloat. Hey, lady, how about the businesses, though, that are going to close? Well, they shouldn't be closing. We're robust. You know, what is it with some of these flunkies? They think if they throw the word robust in there. So I don't know if Pam DeLisio is one of these mentored by the Dean of Decency or not. Representative Joe Hohenstein, Democrat from Philadelphia. These bills from the Republicans make a clear, direct statement that the House GOP values profits over lives. There's no possible way for workers to safely return to retail stores and construction sites without risking their safety right now. That's not a risk that I'm willing to take. Okay, Dan, you said I'm looking to... Oh, Representative Wendy Ullman. Did we try to get her on Democrat from Bucks? The intent... Oh, she's... Yeah, I think she was on with us. She says she's a Democrat, too. It would allow one more person in a store at a time with one store employee. Imagine a shopper at your local bookstore, clothing store, or specialty store. They're trying on jeans, flipping the pages of the books, examining dishes or fishing rods or whatever they're shopping for. How on earth is that store employee supposed to wipe down those goods so they cannot expose the next customer to the virus? And there may be only one person in the store, but there may be 20 or 30 or 40 people on the sidewalk waiting for their turn. This bill is utterly impractical. The only result would be to expose more people to the virus. All right? Let's see. Jarrett Solomon, the wisdom of Solomon, another guy from Northeast Philadelphia. As our state and our nation faces a catastrophic pandemic, we as legislators need to be working together as one unit, serving the needs of our entire state. when we all took oaths, we vowed to serve the entire Commonwealth, not just one county or one district or one municipality. Any effort to pit county against county to minimize the suffering in one district does our entire state and the public a disservice. Shut up. So in other words, that's my scientific response, Jarrett. In other words, he's saying, I think, Dan, that, well, we shouldn't be opening up these places where there's low coronavirus to some level of economic activity, right? Because Castor and Cotman can't open up. Isn't that what he's saying there?
I have not seen virtue signaling seethe from a official statement more than this one.
Any one of you guys, right? Get out from under your desk. Oh, man, all these others. You got to be kidding me. Well, let's see now. We have the state senator with us, Mastriano, on with us. He's the guy we had last week that talked about this bill that we asked you to call your legislators. And it did result when Dan talked to Mike Terzai's office. They knew about his efforts. And Mike did come on yesterday. I was very glad of that. And we tried to persuade him on some fronts to push back even more. We know that a Jersey politico is authoring a similar bill because of the good example of the state senator who's with us now here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, State Senator, thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning on this great day. I just arrived at the Capitol. We're getting ready to go into session here. What a timely discussion we're going to have now.
Yeah, well, say hello to Wendy Ullman and Jarrett Solomon and Boyle, one of the Boyle brothers for me, would you please? I'll send, no, I'm not going to send a dead fish. I'll send some flowers or something. They can interpret that any way they want. Take them a box of chocolates. No, it's from Dom Giordano. How about a picture?
Yeah, well, after I wipe it down with a towelette, you know, come on.
Well, you just heard what Wendy Ullman said there, which was, well, you know, so you say you got one person there and one storekeeper. What about all the people on the sidewalk? Or what about they're touching fishing rods?
Well, what an absolute ridiculous thing to say. It just defies logic and reason. There's no argument to be made there. You know, so the Democrats, their position, you know, slogans and banners, they're gonna refute us with bumper stickers, not with a good logical discussion. Utter nonsense. That they care about the people of Pennsylvania is bunk. They you know, okay, let's talk about profit. You know, all elective surgeries are off. We can't risk our healthcare workers. They need to be all hands on deck, ready for this fight. Yeah, I agree. But we're going to keep the abortion industry open, exposing thousands of young ladies and thousands of healthcare workers to the virus because it's all about profit and political payback. Because we know Planned Parenthood helped get our great governor elected.
Well, it's also, you told us, and you were right, 6,000 car dealerships, they can't be open, but they're open in New York and Jersey following CDC guidelines. Real estate people can't work the same way, but New York and Jersey, they can. 20 car dealerships or so are open, but we don't know why they're open and not others. So thank you for that. But let me take you back to this complaint. The thing I would say to these people, and you have to deal with them on a daily basis, both in the Senate and in the House, is that based upon what Wendy Ullman and these others said here, I don't see them opening up the state for another 6 months. You know, there's going to be, even after the all clear is signaled, some element of overlay to this that we know, right?
Well, so here's the deal. Exactly. And because the arguments are often here defy science even. The big deal is we need to apply logic and reason. Okay, I'll accept their arguments that, you know, that we have to do all these measures. But if the CDC and OSHA say there's certain things you can do to reopen for business, we should do that. And that's why I introduced Bill 1103, which the House copied and threw into their 2389, I guess, they're going to vote on today. And as you mentioned, Assemblyman Eric Peterson, people see the logic. Okay, I have last night I talked to some stonemasons in Franklin County. It's a father-son team. They live in the same house. How is that a problem? They're not going to see any customers. They're going to work outside. Why are they closed? How about this florist down in Chambersburg, husband and wife team, 107-year-old florist, been in the family for three generations, and they're not going to do any transactions with people. Do everything online. They'll do delivery. Why should they be closed? And this is a draconian socialist approach of life. They're going to punish everybody. And the ones that you just read from, they're rich kids that have no, they're getting a check. They have no needs. Everything they want, it's available. Meanwhile, they don't care about the people of Pennsylvania.
Well, right, and particularly, I don't know if you have dealings with them. I know Brendan Boyle. I've been a Boyle on the Boyles for quite a while here. Wrote a piece because this guy from Northeast Philadelphia, which is a moderate Democrat district, pretty much, he stood with AOC about the Green New Deal, and he was talking about, you know, limiting cars and all. I could see him taking a stagecoach down the Roosevelt Boulevard. So, are Republicans coming around, though, since we talked last week? Mike Terzai somewhat talked about various bills. I like yours. His is construction only. What kind of traction are you getting of people in the Senate, at least, coming on board?
Yeah, so I'm up to 5 co-sponsors. You know, in the end, the number of co-sponsors does help, but it's just getting the bill to run. And so, sadly, since the House packed more than just my bill into their House bill that I mentioned before, I think it's going to be a veto by the governor, so mine will still have life. You know, in the end, it doesn't matter which one gets across the line. We need it across the line now. We need to smartly, logically, and intelligently put people back to work when they're low to zero risk. And so I don't see what the problem is. And so, once again, instead of having a conversation with Democrats, they just come out with bumper stickers and labels, you know, and misrepresent the whole position. And it's like, just read the bill. But I just don't know if they don't know how to read or don't want to see any reason in it. Because if you apply these approaches from the CDC and OSHA, there's going to be no exposure. And this ridiculous red herring argument that you read, you know, how is that one person going to wipe down all that? Utter nonsense. Come on. Really?
The fishing rod. Hey, I can see it. I'm hitting the golf clubs at my Dick's Sporting Goods. You know, I like to try out the drivers periodically. The guy there, who's going to come and wipe down Tom's drivers? How can they keep up with him? He's a maniac. Like, maybe Wendy Ullman would say, I can only try out one driver every 6 months. You know, I'm a fat cat. Dan, you're supposed to be catting for me soon. So, yeah. Dan, who is the executive producer here, has something he'd like to ask you about, Senator.
Not necessarily asking, but I just want to give kudos to both him and his crew, his staff. Kelly, who's in his staff, she's been fielding all the calls that come into the senator's office. And there's one instance, she's been taking every call, you know, trying to just talk to the citizens, to the constituents. There's one instance the other night, 3 a.m., she got a call. She was happy to answer and just help out her the senator's constituents. So a lot of unnamed staffers out there for Senator Doug and other senators and other representatives doing a great thing out there. Just want to give a huge kudos to all those unnamed people out there.
Right. And I want to mention the bill is the Pennsylvania Healthy Citizens and Healthy Businesses. That's what you can say when you call your local representative. I got to tell you, Doug, that a lot of listeners have done this. And Republicans, I think, after a week of bashing Terzai yesterday and others, have come around a bit more. I hope that you're going to see that over the next week or so.
Well, we need to, because I think some people are getting desperate here, especially the self-employed, because, you know, the governor, you know, with his draconian command, ordered all businesses shut that he deemed non-essential. And thousands of you know, people running their own business, you know, massage therapists, florists, on and on and on. And there's still not a system to get them unemployment. And I wrote to the governor right after that and said, look, you got to fix this. This is your responsibility. You put these people out of business and they got to put food on the table. And I just don't know why we're not getting any answers out of him. He's really digging his heels in the ground. And I want people to remember, this is his action. He owns us. He did not confer with the Senate or the House at all on this. And he's talking less and less with the Senate leadership. So we got a problem on our hands.
Right. And I'll tell you this, too. I'm against it, and I think you would be, too. But Wolf is punning to you guys in the legislature about whether to be releasing certain prisoners or not. And we know about confinement in jail. We know about some of the difficulty. Following through on how draconian he's been on the outside, why is he so afraid to be releasing prisoners, though?
So we're talking, exactly, why are we talking about that? Why aren't we taking care of the good, upstanding citizens across the state who are in need, who aren't in jail?
Right.
The prison discussion needs to be after we take care of everything else. But in this regard, you have to admire him. He's brilliant. He's going to get the Republicans to run his agenda.
Yes, that's exactly what's going on. Yeah, it is. That's exactly where we are.
So we need to seize the initiative here. The trade unions are now moving against him. That's a big sign here. Because we're now the champions of the working class, and the Democrats aren't. They're of socialism and government takeover.
So you're saying you think the unions now are moving. That's big because, of course, I mean, a lot of this is blue-collar stuff. They can't work from home, and how long are they going to be compensated for?
That's right, and even maybe an opportunity with SEIU with the layoffs coming up. So, because once again, we're fighting the fight for freedom for our people, and we're standing against the socialist ideas that the government's going to take care of you. In the case of Governor Wolf, his cure is going to be far worse than a disease, and we're going to look back and just scratch our head and say, well, what madness was in the governor's mansion with these decisions and how they were made?
Exactly right. Now, you do a fireside chat every night. I love that on Facebook. Where do people follow that?
So, yeah, just go to Senator Doug Mastriano on my Facebook page. And 8 o'clock every night, I just give you the latest update on what I know is going on, my perspective on stuff, and then I try to answer questions.
I love it. Got to be there tonight, take a look at that. Doug, thank you very much. And I'm so glad the guy in Jersey, Peterson, is following this and others. Got to continue on this. It's going to get worse 2 weeks from now. It'll dawn on many more people a few weeks from now about the problem they're not addressing. It's not just tiding people over, but these businesses are telling me and they're telling you, if this goes, say, to the end of May, they're going to shutter their doors. They're not going to last past that.
That's right. With his predictions now, if it goes drags on that long, we'll probably lose 40% of our small businesses, and that will destroy our economy. More importantly, that will destroy the lives of the people of Democrats pretend that they care about. This is a big deal here. And I have business owners, of course, really concerned not just about their business, but the people that they can't pay. And they're really worried. Right. They love their employees, and this is a bad time. And Republicans, we need to fight the fight. We need to get up and call the governor out when he's making mistakes. I've never seen a crisis situation before where so many bad decisions were made and no preparations were to follow up to help the people. So he has this giant decision here to put people out of work, but does nothing to stand up the unemployment office. They're still running office hours. They should be 24/7 operations.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let's drill down on that. They're still running office hours at the unemployment office when people can't get through. We're leading among the nation's leaders at 1.3 million. You know, you think the media would report that and put the heat up. I'm going to talk about that constantly. That's a real tell right there.
Yeah, and from the beginning, it was problematic. So, you know, we had this health crisis here, and our Department of Health under Secretary Levine's only, running ops from 8 to 8. And I'm like, wait a second, you should be all hands on deck. You're lecturing us on how to wash our hands, but you're not manning this 24/7. They finally relented, but it took a freshman senator to call them out on being just unprepared. And in the meantime, people can't get through. And the number one question on my fireside chats is about unemployment. I can't get through. I can't get a pin.
Right.
I get hung up on. I get cut off. The page is down, and that's our great government in Harrisburg not doing their job, making massive decisions, but no one's thinking through and advising the governor. Okay, if you do that, we're going to have a spike in unemployment claims. We need to recall the folks that used to work there. They can answer the questions smartly and go to 24/7 operations. All hands on deck. They want us to sacrifice, but they're not sacrificing.
Well put, Doug. Fireside chat tonight on Facebook. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, brother. God bless.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.